Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Let's get it. 4450, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, this is a mess with this whole Tasha K situation. But as they say, you go up and you do nasty things. See how she tried to cancel you, take you out. Unfortunately, it's horrible that that happened to you. But Armand, honestly, based as far as like people's strengths and weaknesses, you were the only person that would have been able to go against Tasha. I hate that it had to be you, but anyone else, she would have broken. She would have gotten them taken out. But you were the only one strong enough that would have been able to hold on against that vile person. And unfortunately, with this whole Cardi B situation, you never want to see someone that has a family and has children, you know, be taken down. But this woman has said some insane things about this other person, saying they have a venereal disease.
Yes, absolutely. That you
She kept on going until the point where, okay, if you wanted the clout, Cardi had already responded to you. You know, you got your name out on the blogs. You got the R. Kelly thing. You know, let up. Let it go after that. But you just kept going. It just got worse and nastier and nastier.
Yeah. So what do you – tell me what you think about the stuff that I told you about her being in deposition, lying to the judge. What do you think about the stuff that I've been saying, you know, lying on the judge?
Not surprised. It's Tasha K. I'm not surprised at all. That's exactly what she would have said. It's always everyone else's fault except her own. This is the court of law. This is things that can get you locked up, and you still have not changed. You would think when you get the court. That's why she even admitted on Instagram or her thing, saying that, oh, what she says, what she reports on is like, you know, is not real and things like that. But, ma'am, that's not what you were saying in the beginning when you were saying all these things against these people. You never said that. It wasn't until this blew into something even bigger that she can't handle. All of a sudden, oh, this is just, you know, kikis and it's not real. And oh, no, ma'am, that's not what you said when you was putting out against these people.
And let's just be honest, we've also know that she's trying to do a rebrand now. She wants to look more commercial for television, and I'm all for the rebrand, right? I'm all for the selfies and the trying to do the makeup looks and clearing away the backup page because that's where your real personality is.
No, I'm not here for it because she tried to take you out and other YouTubers. I just feel bad about her children, but outside of that, this is what web she has, what she had done. This is all her karma based off of the thing. I do not feel... This woman not even try to take y'all out, say, oh, well, I don't, you know, mess with him. I don't watch his show or other people. This woman just did nasty things behind the scenes. You don't take food from people's table. You don't do that. That's a no-no. And then everything else that you had covered with the other gentleman that is that gospel singer, what happened to Leandria Davis, Kirk Franklin? He was addicted to the P-O-R-N. And all these other people, one sin isn't worse than the other. That young man is not married. He has no children, as that we know of. So to me, it wasn't like he was lying to any women. He was lying to these idiots that thought that, you know, whatever they thought. But outside of that, I don't understand what the drama is about. He's not married and he doesn't have any girlfriends. He didn't lie to anybody. If he didn't tell you that that's what he prefers, that's not my business. As long as, sir, you can sing, I don't care who you sleep. That's not, I don't care.
Right.
That has nothing to do with us.
All right, Carla, let me take some more calls. We got some more in here. Thanks, boo. Thanks for being a supporter.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, cool. Boom. All right, so let's take another call. 0317. You're live on the air.
Hi, Ramon.
Hey, what's going on?
I am so elated. I am so happy that people get to see the real character of Tasha K. That's what's going on.
Yes.
So, honestly, I'm sitting back, I'm eating popcorn, and I'm just enjoying the train wreck. So, I hope everybody else enjoys it, and I love your show, Armand, and you're beautiful, and keep doing what you're doing.
So, what do you think? Do you believe that because there was a receipt here in Sean Davey Way's live, where somebody DM'd Cardi B, and Cardi B said that Tasha K is losing the lawsuit?
Well, I can believe it. I absolutely believe it. Because to be honest, I mean, if there is proof of defamation, yeah. I mean, you have to be the first one that say the lie, right? So I feel like she was the one banging it. So to me, I feel like she deserves everything she gets. And at this point, she's just bullying her. She's literally bullying Cardi B. So I don't like bullies. And honestly, every bully has their day. And at this point, she's having her day in court, and she has to back up all those lies.
Now, what do you think about the energy surrounding the fact that Tasha K is trying to appear as though if she's winning this? Why does she do that?
Oh, wow. It's the same face. That's for one.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first of all, she's monetizing off of all this. So it's her fans. Her fans, Tasha K subscribers, you know, they're sticking by her. They want her to win. And for her to be, and then it's her ego, too. Like, she got a real big ego. So I feel like it's like they're rooting for her to win. So for her to say, it's just like Donald Trump, in a sense, and what's going on now. You know what I mean? Like, we know you're going to lose, but you're still going to do the most to act like you're not losing. It's just for, I think it's monetary to me.
Okay, thank you, Dazzle.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye. All right, boom. So let's get what this thing said. There was a video that I guess Tasha K made, and then she said, she wrote it to Cardi B and said, contact your lawyer. Cardi B says she really needs to chill because she's really losing her K. So that's some tea right there. And I called around and got the tea and clarified, you know me, baby. I had to call around to see what was good with the situation. And so I was, you know, peeking around the bushes and the streets, and the girls that gave Miss Mama's is on her way to losing the K. But we won't know until the case is done. Now, the question is, now this is what I want to ask to all of the callers. Does Tasha K losing the case affect all YouTube bloggers and bloggers across the world? Or does it matter? Does it not? Okay, so let's see. Let's take another call. 9183, you're live on the air.
Hey, love. How's it going, Armand?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I absolutely love it when you talk about Tasha K.
I know. You guys love it.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Where do we start with her? First and foremost, she, by her losing this lawsuit, this ruins her credibility completely. Her credibility has been shot for a very long time now, but when she loses this, it's absolutely out of the window. And sadly, she's been the laughing stock of YouTube for quite some time now with all of her lies, false accusations, and antics. I can't believe she actually has the nerve to say that. I'm sorry, I was getting a call. I can't believe that she has the nerve to say that, oh, yeah, this is supposed to be a message that goes out to all gang members because she's in a gang. Really? Come on, that's such a reach. Can you say cap? Like, she's definitely capping. Everybody knows that she's jealous of Cardi B. Cardi B sat there and let her defame her character for months and didn't say one word and tried to take the high road. And, you know, it doesn't even seem like she had a real reason to hate Cardi B like this. And, you know, I kind of feel like she started hating on her because Cardi B was so popular. You know, she was so hot at the time when she started talking about her, and it was for clickbait, and I think it just got out of control because it seems like she hates on everybody that she's jealous of as well, like you, Lovely T, what's that other vlogger's name, Daytime Tea Time, her own mentee, Storm Monroe. It's like anybody that she's jealous of, she just puts her claws out and attacks. And, you know, I just really want to know why so much hatred towards Cardi B. What did she ever do to her? Cardi B was not
I'll tell you what Cardi B did to her. I'll tell you. No, here's the thing. And it's part of the trick of the blogging and the thing. Cardi B is what stuck, right? Cardi B, that was viral content, and Cardi B responded. So Tasha K thrived lives off of the battle and the salacious and the show, the performance.
He really
like, I see these celebrities and I'll wipe my ass with the cease and desist. So mean. I'm Tasha Kay and I don't lose and they mad because I'm a black woman and I'm loud. And so it's like, let's go. We're going to trend. We're going viral. It's views. It's money. It's clicks.
And you're so right.
It's us. And so why not battle with her? She's good for clickbait.
Yeah.
And Cardi B will respond. This time with Cardi B, though, you got to remember, Cardi B is a B from the hood and was on Instagram,
right,
too. A little money. So Cardi B went and gagged you and really sued you. Cardi B don't need her money. But Cardi B is going to make Tasha K, in my mind, pay those lawyer fees. And that's going to be the gag because this has been a long, long, I'm sure those lawyer fees have been racking up. So not only is Tasha going to pay her, she's going to pay Cardi's. And baby, I know Tasha K ain't got that kind of money.
And low key, not to be shady, because I never, ever, ever, ever laugh at anyone's downfall, especially where money is concerned, because you could be up today and down tomorrow. But I wonder, is that the reason why she moved? I mean, I know that she moved because she was getting threats and she was trying to run away from getting, what do you call it? Do you call it a deposition? What do you call it when they come to your house and try to serve you with paperwork, legal paperwork?
She ran away from the process server. She was going to get served.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So you kind of don't know if she was running away for that or was she running away because she could no longer afford to live where she was living. I'm just kind of wondering about that because I'm sure the fees are racking up. You know, she doesn't have that much money, so I'm sure it can be very taxing on, you know, a regular plain Jane. But, I mean, this is, you know, going back to what you asked earlier, this is definitely going to set a new tone for vloggers everywhere.
Okay,
it's
so you think
make
that it
people...
will?
Say that again?
So you think that it will affect the vloggers?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like it's going to make more vloggers accountable to give, like, facts. I feel like people are going to be on pins and needles regarding, you know, making sure that they're reporting, you know, true information, because before it was so easy for people to get on and just say anything and not really have any accountability, which we never had that problem with you, Armand, because you always give us the facts. But people like Tasha K, who pull things out of the hat.
And see, my thing is, you know, I am the type of person that I am always thinking, and I like to think of myself as a true creator in the sense to where I do the content because this is what you guys like to talk about, but I don't need to break a story for you to be entertained. I think that my personality is entertaining enough, and I'm okay with that. And I'm confident enough in me that I don't have to be first on something to feel validated in something. And I think that's where you get buried, the lines get blurred, because it's the thirst for the first for me.
Right. Yeah, and Lovely T had talked about that when they first fell out. You know, she was so thirsty to, you know, be first in breaking a story that she wasn't really making sure that she had the facts. But, you know, not only that, Lovely T had even said that it came to a point where she said, you know, that all of that information is not correct, right? Because remember, Lovely T, she dug up all the receipts and discredited Star Brent. Was it Star Brent? What was that girl's name?
No, it was Star Marie. Yes.
That's it. Thanks for correcting me. Star Marie, she dug up all the receipts about Star Marie not telling the truth. And Tasha K said, oh, yeah, you know, well, I know that this stuff isn't true, but it's going to be good for views. So it's like, what? So we already knew that she was putting out lies, but now she's just completely done for. But if she's actually bold enough to put exclusive on another story after this, wow, she
put out that information that Star Brand and Cardi B are beefing, and a lot of people are doing that. But if you notice the blogs that are doing it, they're Cardi B hate blogs and listen, it just is what it is. You just gotta call a spade. There, you know, Tasha K is not the only one. But I'll say this: I heard word on the curb, Star Brand and Cardi B are not beefing. They're actually really good. They actually hung out.
Of course not.
Hung out recently. They don't talk all the time, but they're not beefing or feuding with one another. I think that when I had her on the card is, you know, Cardi was talking about somebody else, and Star Brand was talking about someone else, and the things got misconstrued. And then also there was the receipt that Star Brand posted in her story about her account being hacked. And my Instagram got hacked today. So there was a receipt of Star Brand posting that, but I don't think people really posted that or talked about the fact that that was hacked, her Instagram got hacked and got someone posted it on her behalf as if she was.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody break that story, but I did see that and I knew it was fake news because they've been best friends for a really long time and they've never had any beef, so I knew that that was a lie. But I'm going to go because I know you have a full queue, but yeah, this is a key. I can't wait to see her lose this. I mean, she has to lose this because she's been lying on people for too long and she has to be stopped.
Okay, thank you. And my thing is this, we don't know exactly if she's losing because, like I said, I'm going to keep saying it, she doesn't lose until she's lost. But it's not a good sign when you're, you know, going back to back for depositions and not giving all the information, but you're saying that Cardi needs to give this information and Cardi needs to prove this and Cardi needs to prove, and you're not, and now you're dropping parts of your countersuit, and now not only are you in deposition, but your husband is now being interrogated for 7 hours and having to give up information. And the best you guys are coming up with is Cardi B, the gang member. You're teaching her a lesson, and you're admitting, allegedly, this is all allegedly, and you're admitting that this is entertainment and you guys have an entertainment company and you guys just do this stuff for clicks and views. At some point, when are the people going to wake up and realize that Tasha K is completely garbage? Wow. This woman is trash. Okay, just like she knew exactly what she was doing when she insinuated that Cardi B had HSV 1 or 2, not 1. Herpes virus simplex 2, that's the one down low. But then when it all came out, she was like, well, no, she had a cold sore. A cold sore is a herpes. But you insinuated that that woman had the Usher. And then you said that she was passing it to her baby. Then you said this, and you said that with no proof. And you said that you knew it was true that Star Marie was not lying. And you also said that this was for a click interview and entertainment. Then you came that and said that that Cardi B would have to prove it. Now, I don't know. I've heard also that Cardi B is proved. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just telling you, I heard somewhere that Cardi B is proof that she don't have the herpes. So if she don't have that, then what? I'm just saying. Like, you can't go around saying stuff like that. No, and so for me, that does not affect me as a blogger. Because I don't go around putting disease on people and confirming it, like, yes, she has it. And she's giving it to her kids. I wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't want nobody to be putting no disease on me. And the idea that Tasha K should be able to get away with something like that is absurd. She shouldn't. She should be held accountable for that. She should be sued for that. And she should have to pay for that. You don't get to put – it's a thin line between salacious and bullying and just doing too much. You can read, you can roast, you can gag, you can tell her she can't rap, you can say that her nigga ain't nothing, he's trash, you can do all of that. But when you start talking about a woman passing an STD to their baby, all because she don't want to go live with you on Instagram or come and do an interview on your show, that goes to be too far. And if you're that type of blogger that gets obsessive over people, off of your own clicks and your own views and your own platform, then you should be sued. You should be. But if you operate in integrity and honesty, you don't have to agree with anybody. You don't have to kiss nobody's butt. You can give your honest opinion without being dirty. It's just a fact. All right. 7127, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, this show is so entertaining. I'm, like, laughing the entire time. this and the video before. So I want to comment on Tasha K, and then I do want to comment on the gospel singer as well.
Okay.
First, Tasha K. Like, when I think of her, it's just, like, it's the delusion and the grasping at straws for me. Like, I just don't understand this explanation of, you know, trying to show the gang member what she can and can't do. Like, is this some kind of new scared straight that she's trying to start? Is she auditioning for the head of that? Like, I just don't understand what bullying Cardi B about her health status was really trying to prove. And I don't think any lawyer worth their money or their education or their degree came up with that explanation. That's something Tasha and her husband came up with. So I don't know. I think that she's going to lose, and I think that it's not going to be bad for all YouTubers. I think that the explanation that you came up with made the most sense, which is that if you have integrity in your work, you're not going to have an issue. This is for people that just want to do money grabs, want to say any and everything to get clicks and views, to get paid, and to get exposure. So, no, when she loses, because I'm putting it in the air, when she loses, it's not going to affect all YouTubers, just those types.
And so let me ask you something. What do you think happens to Tasha K when she loses, if she loses this lawsuit? Like, what do you think? I mean, she'll probably still have her channel, but what do you think that this does for her brand?
I think for her brand, it's going to make her more of a laughing stock than she's already become in the last month or so. Since all this other stuff has been happening, I think that, you know, she'll still have a following, but it'll be very much so diminished. I think that slowly but surely different antics of hers are turning her followers up. And as you know, we talk about, you know, stan, you know, wars and music and things like that. You need your core, but you also need the GP. You need the general public as well. And if your brand is unappealing, the masses are not going to come to you. You're not going to grow. Like, you might have your core, you know, 20,000 people, but you're not going to go far with just those people. So I think she's done. Like, she's done. She's going to keep trying this makeup thing, and that's cool, but it won't be the same.
All right. Thank you. I predict if Tasha K loses this lawsuit, she'll get on her platform. Either she won't address it, or she'll go and try to make it seem like, hey, guys, you know, you win some, you lose some, and it's the business. Wendy Williams lost so many lawsuits. She paid me this one. That's why I dropped it. You know, she'll try to minimize it, like, everything's good. You know what I mean? We settled. Really wasn't a loop, like, if she loses. And then she'll try to come out with this total rebrand. And then I think she'll get herself into another lawsuit to try to show that she can, and then to try to win one. Now, the word on the street is they're saying Natalie Nunn is getting ready to sue her, too. Now, Natalie Nunn, I don't know if she'll really do it, but Natalie Nunn did tell her to Google. She did say, Google me. I got the shade room taken down for a little bit. And my people said that they did Google it, and she did get the shade room taken down. So maybe Natalie Nunn will sue Tasha K. I don't know. I feel like Charlamagne has a lawsuit waiting out in the wings, too. So a lot of people are waiting to see if Cardi B wins. Because if Cardi B wins, I think that Tasha K could put on her armor and gear up for several lawsuits to come in 2021. I mean, that's just my thought. I mean, if Cardi B won the lawsuit and I was, you know, somebody that Tasha K came after, celebrity, I'd sue her right after. Why not? Drain her. Drain her pockets. Take it off. Perhaps maybe that's why the home is in her husband's name and not hers. Maybe they can't come for Tasha K or any assets, so maybe she doesn't even look like she has anything. But either way, I still put her through the litigation process. And that's just me, because I'm trash like that. I'd wait till it's done. If she loses, I'd sue her again. Now, listen, let's talk about if she wins. What does that look like if Tasha K wins? Everybody will come to me and say, aha, 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 Tasha K won. My thing would be like, you're right, shit, she won. I don't know how she did it. She should have never won. I would literally be like, girl, she won. I cannot believe she won. then I would also tell everybody to gear up and buckle up, because, child, it's about to be a bumpy ride, because the people are going to start being allegedly salacious, and the girls are going to have sources that come from the ceilings of heaven that we've never heard of. It's just going to be just, I mean, hell, I might as well start having sources. If she wins this, I promise you, baby, I'm going to come out of here, and I'm not going to fact check anything. I'm just going to just start making shit up. Because I can be very entertaining without having to spend time researching it. I'll just look, okay, who do I want to drag today and make some shit up about and get paid for? I'll do it too, because I know they're going to do it to me. Oh, yes. So for the people in the back, I'm going to repeat it one more time, and I'm going to let it go. Tasha K's husband was in deposition for 7 hours yesterday. Today, she went back for part two for 5 hours. She dropped part of her lawsuit. She also said her and her husband admit that they do things for entertainment / clickbait. She also said she attacked Cardi B because Cardi B is a gang member, and she wants to send Cardi B a message. 3 weeks ago, Tasha K was in a 5-hour deposition and didn't give all the information that was needed. She also upset the judge because she was lying on the judge. This is what I've got from a little birdie, the way back down under. So let's take some more calls. 2391.
Oh. Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
My name is Whitney, and I was calling because, to me, I don't know, and I don't know how I'm going to say this to make it sound okay. She kind of reminds you of that girl in school that just wasn't as pretty. She hates Cardi B because Cardi B is popular. And, you know, it's always one of those kids who just got it out for girls who got things going on for themselves, no matter what it is. You know, and it just seemed like an obsession. It's sad. You lied on the judge. You losing your mind. She's on her way out of here. Seriously.
And absolutely. But let's talk about if she wins. What does that look like?
If she wins, Jesus. Listen, if she wins, I think, honestly, YouTube is going to get on to her after a while. Because you just can't. YouTube has been getting real strict about what they're allowed to be put on their platform. So if it ain't going to be Cardi, it's going to be YouTube after a while. I mean, you just can't keep. There is no way possible that you can keep doing this. You can't. You almost like the Illuminati channel. They done took all those now. They're going to be taking you down next.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Got to go. All right, listen. Let's try this again. Listen, we got to shout out to the sponsor. I need y'all to go ahead and get the Manscaped. We got to do it. Stocking stuffer. You know how we go. Let's drop it. I'll take some more calls, only if you stay and listen. Okay, period. All right, let's take another caller. Somebody said, well, what the F did she lie on a judge about? I was trying to get that tea, too, but I didn't get all that tea. They couldn't give me all that tea. I'm just trying to get all that tea like grown. What did she say about the judge? It was just, I'm thinking now, but she was trying to basically say, like, girl, from what I got from it, like, you know, she didn't have to give certain information, or she didn't have to do this, or she was told that, you know, certain things didn't have to be revealed, or she had certain timelines to give up certain information. And the judge was like, girl, I never said that. But, I mean, you know, this is still all allegedly. This is all allegedly, but I heard this through a very reliable source. That's all I'll say. But this is still all allegedly. Don't take my word for it. I'm just a man that sits up here with a Coca-Cola hat and gossip. Okay, 6897.
Hi, Amon.
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing? I'm fine. Okay, with the Tasha K thingy, she a devil. That's number one. So, as far as the y'all going, ain't nothing going to happen to y'all if Cardi win. Y'all going to be able to state facts like y'all been doing. And if she went, if this old girl win, Tasha K, the blog, everybody in trouble because people going to be spreading fake rumors for no reason. And
yes.
People like us is going to be hearing rumors like, I got family that still believe mad bad stuff about Cardi, all because of the bloggers and how, you know, how the internet is right now, social media. So, with that being said, it's going to be dangerous if old girl win. But one thing for sure, let me tell you something, Armand. I'm not one of these people that want to be up here going crazy and shit. I actually know Cardi B, you know.
No. People don't listen. 2347, you're live on the air. Thank you. Hello? 2347. Okay, not ready. All right. I forgot to talk about the gospel singer. For all the church people talking crap about him, I'm almost guaranteed 85% are big and gluttony. Gluttony is a sin. If you have lunch, lady arms, a triple chin, and a beer gut, hush, God don't like ugly. Well, you said it, not me. 6307, you're live on the air. Hello? All right. This is a warning to stop while we're ahead.